This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What's happening? It's Chewy Gomez from 102 Jams. I got you covered every afternoon from 3 to 7. And you know my boys Joe Spadoni and Joe Shasky. Well, they got you all morning long right here on the Morning Roast. Take it away, Spadoni.
Yes, sir. Chewy, let's go. And it's Sam Lubman across from me in for Joe Shasky today. And you might have heard Sam Lubman. You should have if you're not. Every Saturday, 9 to 12, Orange and Black Weekend Wrap. The best Giants talk in the Bay. Sam Lubman breaking it down every single Saturday, 9 to 12, right here on 95.7 The Game as the Giants fall yesterday to the San Diego Padres. But we are talking about the San Francisco 49ers. Why? Well, first and foremost, it's football, so that's why we're talking about it. And tomorrow, we're officially 2 weeks away from the start of the NFL regular season. Eagles, Cowboys, kick it off. And again, too much Cowboys for me these days with the whole Micah thing, and it's on my TV right now, and it's everywhere. But I could never have too much San Francisco 49ers, Sam. And we're talking about the head coach right now, and the head coach the 49ers will be facing this weekend in Jim Harbaugh. We had a big conversation and talking point yesterday of if you're starting an NFL franchise from scratch, who would you rather have as your head coach? Was it Jim Harbaugh, or was it Kyle Shanahan? And we're reacting to the amount of people yesterday, whether it was on the YouTube poll, and shout out our YouTube audience. You can find us on there, Twitch, Twitter, all of it. But the poll, overwhelmingly in favor of taking Jim Harbaugh. The callers, overwhelmingly taking Jim Harbaugh. The texters on the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line, overwhelmingly taking Jim Harbaugh. We had a handful of people sticking up for Kyle Shanahan. I do think we are a little prisoner of the moment in regards to, hey, look what Jim Harbaugh did with the Chargers last year. Wow, that was pretty incredible. He took that team to the playoffs. Kyle Shanahan, coming off a Super Bowl loss, couldn't even get his team to the playoffs. I do think that's a little bit too simplistic, but I understand, and I think this is where it gets to, and you were kind of touching on this, the personality of the coaches, people just gravitate more towards Jim Harbaugh.
Yeah,
they always do. Whether it's the media, whether it's the fan base, whether it's the rah-rah speeches, that's not who Kyle Shanahan is. But that's okay. That's not who he is, but that's okay. If Kyle Shanahan started doing like rah-rah speeches, I'd be looking at him and I was like, this is a problem. I don't like this at all. This seems manufactured. Like, he is authentically himself. He's a lot like his dad, quite frankly. And if you don't know Mike Shanahan, my dad, Bob Spadoni, whenever we watch Denver Broncos games, he would be on the sideline, and Mike Shanahan just be redder than a lobster. And that's who my dad called him, the lobster, because he'd just be red and fuming and angry. And as the years go on, Kyle is slowly morphing into his father a little bit, but just being a little bit more surly. And I do think that's off-putting to some fans. They're looking at this guy just like, he's not approachable. He's not endearing himself. like a Jim Harbaugh is. Is that too simplistic for me to say that fans just might like the person Jim Harbaugh more than Kyle Shanahan?
No, I think Jim Harbaugh is just more fun to watch on the sideline. He's more
quirky.
He's more animated.
Yeah.
There's more movement. There's more personality. It's one of the simplest things. It's who would you rather have a beer with? You know, I think there is that kind of simplistic nature to it. I think, and again, those Niners. I also think those Niner teams under Harbaugh were coming in those Niner teams happened after a very long and frustrating.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Drought for 49er football, too. And that 2011 team was just such a fun, special, enjoyable, out-of-nowhere team. There was a magic to that team, and I say that word magic because they were also following up what the Giants did in 2010. Another team that kind of came out of nowhere, ended a long drought, and, you know, won a championship. And so I think Harbaugh kind of had this, I'll say, yeah, he brought this sort of magic touch to a Niner organization that was just devoid of any sort of success. And when you have a guy like that who just kind of out of nowhere uplifts a team like that, yeah, you're going to have special feelings about it. And then we also had Scott Osler on yesterday, and he was kind of talking about how people forget how ugly it was at the end. I don't know if we want to play of some of what he said about Jim Harbaugh, because
I got it.
Scott Osler was a guy who, he was in the trenches covering the Jim Harbaugh years. So yeah, he was pretty shocked that so many callers were in on Harbaugh instead of Shanahan.
Scott Osler, San Francisco Chronicle columnist, knows all things Bay Area sports, was on with us yesterday, courtesy of River Islands. And we asked him, why does he think all these callers want Harbaugh back?
It is kind of. But, you know, we forget things, you know, in the haze of looking back and everything. He was a phenomenal coach for, like, about 3 years, and then he was a terrible coach, you know. Then he was a terrible guy and a team wrecker and all that stuff. So he can be both. And, you know, with Shanahan, people kind of, he hasn't got us a Super Bowl. So there's something wrong here. So I can see why people are shading with Harbaugh, because he got him, but he did the same thing. He got him a Super Bowl. He didn't get the win.
You know, I like having these conversations because it also ties into what's going on with Bob Melvin right now. And I do think his lack of, you know, a rah-rah guy, a Dan Campbell kind of a personality, a Jim Harbaugh type of personality, that hurts him. And that's not fair to the person, because that's who he is. Like he's being genuine when he's being calm, cool, collected, and even keel. That's who he is. As a fan, I'm not telling you to be someone else, but at the same time, I'm also not going to fault a fan for gravitating more towards a Dan Campbell type or a Jim Harbaugh type and not a Kyle Shanahan type. But I'll just say this, Kyle Shanahan's gotten to 2 Super Bowls. Jim Harbaugh got the one. And it blew up in his face.
Do you think
afterwards? And he was getting blown out in that game. If the power doesn't go out, maybe that's the dark stain on his career, where he just got absolutely eviscerated against that Ravens squad and against his big brother.
Right? I wonder if just the way I care, and I'm not saying a fact one or the other here. I am kind of curious though, and I love some Niner fans to call in on this. 888-957-9570 is the number. But is it the fact that how the Niners lost the Super Bowls under Kyle Shanahan versus how they lost under Harbaugh? Under Harbaugh, they were down, and then they rallied back, and there's almost a sense of just the fact that they were able to get back into it became part of an accomplishment, and of course, they lose in heartbreaking fashion there at the goal line, versus whereas Kyle Shanahan, twice, you went into the fourth quarter with, like, I don't know how confident, I'm not going to speak for all Niner fans in terms of their confidence, but twice in the fourth quarter, you were basically in position to win it all with Shanahan, and then it all just went kaput after that. Does the fact that, like, does just having it and losing it feel worse than you didn't have it and then you almost had it and then you fell short? It's two awful sides of the same coin, I'm curious, like, which kind of feels better, I guess, is the right, I don't know, which stings more, which resonates more of those two outcomes?
It's definitely harder. I think rationalize as a fan, Sam, in those big games, definitely in Super Bowls and the Shanahan losses, that you had the lead in the fourth quarter and then Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid took it from you. In that Ravens game, you had an opportunity to win at the end and feel like you can steal it. And that would have been different. That would have been like, wow, one of the greatest comebacks outside of, and it was, remember, this was before 28-3. This would have been, I think at the time, the biggest comeback had they ended up pulling that off.
It would be the greatest comeback ever achieved by a team in Barrier sports history.
Well, yeah, and maybe even in the NFL history when it comes to just the Super Bowl, because this was a couple years, obviously, before 2016 and the 28-3 Falcons New England one. But to your point, how those games ended, I do think shifts how we view them and those coaches and those teams. And also, we love to do this as fans. The grass, you know, was always greener. Hindsight was always 20/20.
But the old absence makes the heart grow fonder.
It's very similar, and I always liken Jim Harbaugh to this. It's very similar to how a lot of Raider fans felt about John Gruden for so long. Because, oh, we got this way with Gruden, and he was that guy. And if we didn't trade him in the Tuck rule. And yes, Shasky and Carter, if you're listening, it always comes back to the Tuck rule. But this is a very similar situation where you always looked back fondly and you had rose-colored goggles on when it came to talking about these guys. And you didn't want to remember what Scott Osler is bringing up. It ended ugly. Now, fans, we're always going to defend the guys we want to. So we're going to defend Jim Harbaugh. We're going to put all that on Trent Baalke, on Jed York. They messed up. Now, I think we could all agree, all of them have some culpability in that. It wasn't just one of those guys, but we will lean on, you know, Jed York and Trent Baalke and those guys messing it up, because I think Jed learned from his mistakes, and now we've realized that Trent Baalke, he's not that guy. He's not that dude. He was never going to be that guy, as he failed recently with the Jacksonville Jaguars. So it's just very interesting how we discuss both these guys. And I want to ask the listeners, and you just referenced it too, but 888-957-9570, you know, the type of coaches that gravitate you, the fan, more. Would you rather have a Dan Campbell, Jim Harbaugh type, just all things being equal, or a Pete Carroll type, another rah-rah guy, over the Kyle Shanahans, you know, the Greg Popoviches of the world? But even Pop, I'll say this, he did show personality in his own way. He did get a little surly and a little grumpy, and maybe that act people didn't like, but he did have some sort of a personality. I do think it'd be more similar to how Kyle Shanahan talks, though, because he is a little bit more dismissive in that regard. But it's just, I don't know, man. It's interesting how we talk about Kyle over Harbaugh. But again, when we have sound bites like this from Julian Edelman on his podcast, when he was sitting down with our boy Lorenzo Neal, I get why fans love him, and I get why the players love him. This is Julian Edelman talking about Harbaugh trying to recruit him back when he was a Niners head coach.
I almost signed with the Niners.
Did you?
When I was a free agent.
Yeah.
And me and him sat for 45 minutes. And this is when there was like the beef between him and the GM at the Niners. And so he goes like, tell me, what do you want? You basically like handling the contract. And I knew like, I'm sitting there like, is this kosher? But we just sat and had a dip and talked football. Like he's like, you want a dip? And he's just a football guy.
He is.
And there, again, there is something to be said about players themselves. Julian Edelman, who was playing for a guy, Bill Belichick, who was not Jim Harbaugh, by the way. He is probably the antithesis. And Shasky and I had this conversation last week about, you know, and we asked Bill Romanowski about it and just how different coaches have been in those CEO types and those, you know, military types of coaching and the different levels and how we've evolved from the Phil Jackson types or Greg Popovich. There's so many different ways to coach, but I always find it interesting how fans gravitate towards certain coaches, right? And, you know, can you be too real sometimes? And I do think we're getting to a point where with Steve Kerr, I bring up, as we're talking about all coaches, it doesn't matter if it's basketball, football, or baseball. Steve Kerr, I think, has been doing a lot of talking lately on podcasts. And I don't know if fans love that. I don't know if they love that. I'm not saying it's a bad thing or it's right or wrong. There is something, though, about having too much of a good thing. And I do think we're getting to a point in media, by the way, happy National Radio Day, when we have podcast-itis and we're hearing so much that in an era in the early 2000s and 90s, Sam, before we had all this, it was good to just decompress in the offseason and not hearing all these guys all the time. And there is an element of me not listening to Kyle Shanahan all that much that, you know, maybe I am a little more jaded and I think of, yeah, you know what? Kyle doesn't bother me because I don't hear from him all that much.
There is something to be said about knowing when to go the heck away and kind of taking some time off. But you said something there. You mentioned, you know, too much of something, too much of a good thing. And I do believe, and I think Osler kind of talked about this yesterday, and Tim Kawakami of The Standard, he wrote a thing about, you know, his Jim Harbaugh memories yesterday as well. And what I remember was, there was almost came to a point where there was almost too much Jim Harbaugh, because Jim Harbaugh does have a big, you know, braggadocious personality. There's a lot of bravado there, and he could be a very intense person. I mean, this is the dude who, you know, would show up to kids' recruiting trips and sleep over at their house with them. Like, this guy is extra. And
he's a guy that also gets popped for cheating. I'm just going to keep it a buck. He left Michigan and they're cooked.
Well,
now, they got fined millions and millions of dollars. And it's not good for, obviously, you need that for NIL purposes to get recruiting. Big Boss Man, who's been in the background now, just holding it down, by the way. Matt Nahikian crushing it, running the board, taking the calls. Carter had to go out sick. So talking about feats of strength, Matt Nahikian, feat of strength today at 95.7 The Game, crushing it on National Radio Day. But he's a big Michigan guy. He'll tell you. He'll take the national title. I don't think he's happy about how it ended, though, after the fact. This is going to be a struggle.
Well, that kind of goes into the point I'm making here, which is that there is such thing as too much of something, you know, and Harbaugh, he is kind of extra. There is a lot to handle there. There is a big personality, you know, and I think that Scott Osler said it, Tim Kawakami kind of wrote about it. It just got to a point where Harbaugh rubbed a lot of people the wrong way. And there are still people down at 49er way or whatever it's called there at Levi's who still don't like Jim Harbaugh. They're still kind of have a sour taste in his mouth within that organization. And so, yeah, he does kind of wear out his welcome, so to speak. And it seems like he wore out his welcome, so to speak, in his own way at Michigan. But this goes into why I think fans, especially Niner fans, still gravitate to Harbaugh. Is the way it ended, it was owner versus coach. Jed York wanted this whole, he was going up saying, yo, we want to win with class. And Jim Harbaugh had his way where, you know, it was, oh, hey, Alden Smith, you know, you got a DUI on Thursday? Hey, you could suit up on Sunday. And when you have a situation where, especially here in the Bay Area, where we have all of our, you know, nonconformist fight the power history, when the owner is trying to squeeze the popular coach, fans are going to side with the owner here, especially here in the Bay Area. We're just siding with the billionaire owners is just not what we do here as Bay Area fans.
You mean siding with Harbaugh? You misspoke there. Yeah. So siding with the head coach.
That's what I said. Yeah, they're going to side with the coach in this situation. So I feel like part of the reason why fans still look back at those Harbaugh days with fondness is because there's this thing of, well, Jed ruined it.
Mm.
You know, it was the stink of Jed York. It was the I'm sorry tweet after Turkey on the 50.
I'm sorry.
That is just like, you know what, Jed? Shut up. We don't want to hear from you. We have a coach we like, and you and your stupid GM are ruining it. And I feel like, yeah, if you're blaming the owner for why things fell apart with Harbaugh, and again, Niner fans, I'd love to hear from you on this.
And we're going
to
go to
correct
the calls.
Me if I'm wrong here, but yeah, when it's popular, likable head coach versus unpopular rich owner, you're going to take the coach's side. And when there's this belief that the owner forced the popular coach out, there's this, well, we're always going to ride with Harbaugh because of what could have been, and, you know, if it weren't for our, you know, dorky owner.
Edelman said Harbaugh is a football guy. Do you think Kyle Shanahan, Niner fans, is a football guy? And what is a football guy? 888-957-9570. I want to get to Verducci in El Dorado Hills, who's been hanging on tight. That's the phone number, 888-957-9570. We would love for your participation talking about what we want in an NFL coach. Do we want a football guy like a Jim Harbaugh? Do you want more of a calm, cool, collected Kyle Shanahan? What's your coach type out there, 49er fan? Ducci, El Dorado Hills, what's up, buddy?
Fellas, good morning. And, you know, for me, you know, I loved Harbaugh. I love the fact that he empowered his players.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
There was an excitement. There was an energy on that sideline, and he backed it up, you know, with taking us from, you know, pretty much being in the pit. And the next thing you know, we're sitting here in the Super Bowl. Yeah, I didn't like how it ended, but you know what? He rallied these troops at, you know, halftime and then, you know, made it a game. We had a chance to win it. With Kyle, there, here are my problems with Kyle. There's an arrogance with him. And I think if you really see the 49ers, there's an arrogance with him, with his inability to change his ways. He's so stuck in his ways, how he calls plays. I mean, we can talk about it all day. His first 20 plays look great, and then all of a sudden his playbook gets very vanilla. And we've seen this. We saw it last year. It's like if everything doesn't line up perfect, he can't even use his own talent to be able to go ahead and create something. That's why I like Andy Reid, right? That's why Andy Reid has his numbers. You know, when things get tough for him, he has the ability to draw something up, change his ways at halftime, and to be able to make it work. The other thing, too, is how many times have we talked about the offensive line? Invest in the offensive line, because you're getting your quarterback killed like you did Purdy. And then on top of that, get a damn backup that can actually go ahead and back up your main quarterback in case he does get hurt. And how many times, you know, because we want to look at Lynch, but it's not Lynch. It's Shanahan's making the calls. How many times has he dropped the ball on the top draft picks? How many wasted draft picks have we wasted within the first three rounds? I'd like to go through that, you know, at some point, but these are the things, you know, when I look at Shanahan, it's all about, for me, it's just the ability to be able to, when it comes time to it, to be able to make the calls and to be able to adjust and to be able to go ahead and actually empower your people to take it to the finish line. And I just don't see that with Shanahan. I think this year, if we go maybe 500, you know, I think at this point, Shanahan's got to be out, and we got to find somebody else. So I'm hoping that Shanahan can change his ways, can learn from his mistakes, and let's move forward, baby. Go Niners, and have a happy rest of the week.
That's Verducci and EDH. He is, sounds like he's fed up with Kyle Shanahan right now, and I'm just curious why we're so – he mentioned a word that I keep hearing a lot when it comes to Kyle Shanahan, and again, 888-957-9570 is the same number to call or text the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. We will get to all of you. I promise the phone lines are heating up. Arrogance. Why do we use that word when it comes to Kyle Shanahan? He's arrogant.
Jim Harbaugh is the epitome of humbleness, by the way.
He's definitely not.
I know.
Like, that's the thing.
I was saying that I didn't put sarcastic tone there. I'm being very facetious when I say this. Verducci did say one thing when it came to drafting with Kyle Shanahan. He's blown so many of his first-round picks. Yeah, sure. I mean, the first pick they ever had, Solomon Thomas, that was a whiff, especially when you consider, you know, what was on the board. Reuben Foster, that was a whiff. He's had lots of first-round whiffs. Trey Lance coming into town. He's had some good successes, too. Nick Bosa, again, despite what I might have said about him 17 minutes ago, Bosa's still been a great
DPOY. That was a slam dunk.
He's still been a great first. Like, that is a very much a Kyle Shanahan success story in the first round. Brandon Ayuk, say what you will about him, he has been a Kyle Shanahan success story. We'll see what happens with Ricky Pearsall. I'm gonna be optimistic about Ricky. I'm gonna believe in him. I have no other reason other than I want to believe in him. If you are gonna take Shanahan over Harbaugh, though, I do think, yeah, Harbaugh, he's fun on Sundays. But one thing we never really talk about with Harbaugh that we have seen Kyle do over and over and now over again is his ability to stock talent up in the draft. And Kyle Shanahan, I will say this, as skeptical as I am with Kyle Shanahan, as much as I fully believe that he will not win a Super Bowl with the 49ers, sorry, Niner fans, I don't mean to depress you right now, I will give Kyle Shanahan this. He's damn good at the draft. Like, I do believe that he is very good at finding players in the draft, building up his own rosters in the image that he wants. Jim Harbaugh more or less inherited a team that was ready to win and just had poor coaching. And he turned around a veteran-laden team and took him to three very successful seasons. And they're in the midst of having a, I thought, good season in 2015 before it all kind of fell apart there at the end because of all the drama behind the scenes and what have you. But that also, that Niner team in 2015, that core was hitting the end of its road. Like, that window was closing.
And if Harbaugh had stuck around, he would have had to rebuild that roster. And I'm curious, Niner fans, if Jim Harbaugh had to build a 49er team up from scratch, like Kyle Shanahan had to do, do you think he turns it around as quickly as Kyle did building it up through the draft? And my answer, I'd be curious what Niner fans have to say on this. My answer is no. Simple as that. Kyle Shanahan can build teams up. Jim Harbaugh can take a team and win with it. I will give Kyle credit. He can build teams up.
I mean, college, there's an argument here that he was able to bring in players. He built his whole program at Michigan. It's different. It's not the pros. But I hear you.
Yeah, that's it.
But there is something to be said about his ability to take what was given to him and maximize that. Now, Kyle Shanahan, he had the opportunity. He didn't inherit what Jim Harbaugh inherited back with the Niners. And I want to get into some of these calls here because there's a lot of people that want to join in the conversation. 888-957-9570. Let's go out to Lisa in Fresno talking about Harbaugh and Kyle Shanahan and their differences and why fans gravitate or seem to gravitate more towards Jim Harbaugh. Lisa, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
I'm doing great. How's Fresno?
It's actually not that bad.
Okay, great. That's a great selling
point. We're usually having a crazy heat wave, but it's been pretty low this year.
Only
we don't
98?
Have that many triple-digit days. Yeah, good. It's only 98.
Nice cold day. You got sweater weather.
Yeah, it is. In the morning, you step outside, you're like, where's my sweater? We have about like a 40-degree difference morning to day. So...
Ooh. All right, awesome. Well, what's the difference between Shanahan and Harbaugh in your mind?
Okay, I grew up watching Jim Harbaugh, so I love that those few years that we had and the dark ages was really, really sad, and I didn't watch any football during that time because there was, like, no hope. But between the two, I love Kyle Shanahan, and I love the X's and O's of football. And Kyle Shanahan would have gotten two Super Bowls for us if our defense back then in 2019 played well. And then this last time when we went, it was all the X's and O's. If Christian McCaffrey didn't fumble the ball, or if Spencer Burford had gone to the right to block, what's his name, that D-line from Chiefs.
Chris
There's
Jones.
So many things that is not the coach. It's not Kyle Shanahan. The plays are there. It's up to the player to execute the plays, and they didn't. If Debo could create separation at all, then we would have probably gotten the Super Bowl. So, which is why I can really see what Kyle Shanahan wants out of Ricky Pearsall. He can separate, and he's fast. And when we drafted him, I knew he was replacing Debo, all because Debo can't separate. So, Kyle Shanahan over Jim Harbaugh any day, every day.
There you go. That's Lisa in Fresno. I'll take Lisa in Fresno all day or a day right here on 95.7 The Game. And you can join the conversation as well, 888-957-9570. It's the same number to call or text. I'm just saying, Kyle Shanahan has been a better coach of the 49ers than Jim Harbaugh ever was. He got to two Super Bowls. The proof is in the pudding. You can't argue with that, people. So why do you want Harbaugh over Kyle Shanahan when Shanahan has been a better NFL head coach than Jim Harbaugh? It's a fact. It's not up for debate. One guy's been to two Super Bowls. One guy's been to one. There you go.
Well, they've lost them both, though. So at the end of the day, it's they're.
Yeah, but he's been to two, Sam. If we're going to do.
I think
Jim
losing
Harbaugh
two Super Bowls. Losing two versus losing one minus will be the same thing.
No, I completely disagree.
You're still a Super Bowl losing head coach.
Kyle Shanahan's never been one and done in the playoffs like Jim Harbaugh was last year. Never. Never been one. Never got punked in a playoff game like Jim Harbaugh got punked with the Chargers last year against the Texans in a, quite frankly, a down year for the Texans, who eviscerated and make Justin Herbert, his boy, look pedestrian. He looked awful in that game. Awful. That's another conversation. The quarterbacks, hey, they came up short in the big games under Jim Harbaugh. All right? Let's just be honest. They did. Now, with Kyle Shanahan, he was able to maximize the last pick in the NFL draft and take him.
You don't think Harbaugh could win with Brock Purdy?
I got question marks.
I think Harbaugh could win.
I got major question marks.
Harbaugh won with Alex Smith. I'm pretty sure he could figure out a way to win.
Until he didn't. Alex Smith looked awful in that NFC Championship game.
Jim Harbaugh won lots of football games with Alex Smith as his quarterback. He won a national championship with J.J. McCarthy as his quarterback.
Alex Smith was a number one overall pick.
Yes, and he was a booty quarterback until Jim Harbaugh showed up. I think Jim Harbaugh could win football games with Brock Purdy.
He absolutely can win them. I don't know if he could do what Kyle Shanahan did with them. And I think we're all, you know, we're having these rose-colored glasses, again, when it comes to what the offenses look like between Jim Harbaugh and Kyle Shanahan. Let's be honest here. We're going S-tier, A-tier. It's an S-tier offense when it's at its best with Kyle Shanahan. When Jim Harbaugh has his offense and it's ground and pound at its best, let's be honest, it's B-tier. It'll get the job done till it can't anymore. And it's fun. It's awesome. It's ground and pound. This is real football. And again, back to this. Hold on, Sam. It always goes back to this when we talk about Jim Harbaugh and Kyle Shanahan. Jim Harbaugh plays real football. Kyle Shanahan, he's too nuanced. He's too arrogant. Damn it, people. You sound spoiled. You just do. Two Super Bowls, and we just are waiting for this guy to fail. I think for Niner fans, the TCs and Sacramentos, I'm not saying it's everyone, but we are waiting for this guy to fail. 888-957-9570.
Is it waiting or expecting? Because I think Kyle Shanahan has shown in his two iterations of this team just how this is going to go down. He will get you to the doorstep, but then he's going to gack all over himself at the end and overthink it, and you're going to be in the same. Please name one thing that's happened over the last 8 years that makes you think that it's going to be any different with him.
Just because you lose to the greatest quarterback ever, potentially, and maybe the greatest head coach ever, doesn't mean you're a failure and you're a scrub. I think we need to actually like remove ourselves from the situation. Maybe, just maybe, Sam, you run up against the GOAT and you lost. Sometimes you play Michael Jordan and you lose. Sorry, that's not Kyle Shanahan's fault. It's not. Brock Purdy is not on the same level as Patrick Mahomes. Sorry. And maybe Kyle Shanahan isn't on the same level as Andy Reid. There's no shame in that.
It is if you have no Super Bowl wins.
That's okay.
So we're at the end of it. It's like, oh, when Kyle Shanahan's career is said and done, it's like, oh, it's okay. You know, he kept running into the people that were better than him. We'll give him, you know, some Capri Suns for that. Like, I'm sorry, there's a higher expectation from this fan base right now. That's why there is a fed up feeling with 49er fans. You cannot, what is the definition of insanity? Doing the same thing over again and expecting a result. There is a level of insanity that 49er fans are feeling right now where it's got to be the Kyle way. It's got to be, you know, with my quarterback, with my way, with everything I say and do, blah, blah, blah. And becomes a point where you're just fed up with it. You're fed up with it because we've seen this happen. You're not going to get over the hump. You can't, like, you could say you're going up against the GOAT. Well, that's the reality. You have to get through that. If you can't get through that, well, then we got to find someone who can. That's where Niner fans are at. And with Jim Harbaugh, there's just this romantic feeling of just how much fun those teams were. And that is enough to drown out all of the ugliness of how it ended.
I'm telling you, the problem with our generation today, I'm going to get to all the calls, Mike, Jose, Mr. D, Dave. Problem in today's society, and I'm guilty of this, the millennial generation and all of us, we love some nostalgia. It is our favorite drug of choice, and we need to get over that, and we need to get over it badly because we keep having these horrible sequels. We have no creativity anymore. Nostalgia is what is killing this generation right now. Jose, Oakland, good morning. You're on the Morning Roast.
Hey, good morning, guys. Look, I'm Harbaugh all the way, okay? And I'm going to tell you why. Barkley managed to poison that building for Harbaugh big time. And the reason why Harbaugh was so mad at Barkley was because he kept drafting bad players. It seemed like in the first round he was always drafting a cornerback or a safety. And most of the time it was a safety or a cornerback. They had an ACL issue going on. Barkley wasn't ACL team all the way. As far as, you know, Super Bowls, okay, look. When the Niners went to the Super Bowl against Baltimore, the NFL wanted so bad for Ray Lewis to retire as a champion, okay? They kept grabbing and holding big time, and not even one time I saw the refs call, you know, make a call on that one against, you know, favoring the 49ers. It seems like they had it for the Niners to lose the game because they wanted Ray Lewis to win it. What was the final score? Okay, it was so close that I'm telling you, if they had called the game the way it was supposed to be called, we would have had
Real quick, the conspiracy theory of the NFL wanting the Baltimore Ravens to win a Super Bowl instead of the San Francisco 49ers.
Specifically Ray Lewis.
Really? Really? Jose, come on, man. There's conspiracy theories, but let's be honest. It wasn't because of the refs that the Niners lost that game. They lost that game because they dug themselves a deep hole, and then thank God the power went out at the Superdome to give them a chance to come back into the game. I'll let you finish.
Okay, give me a chance for this, okay? Would you say that Brock Purdy is a better quarterback than Colin Kaepernick?
I don't think his career... that's actually a great question. Because
you know what? Just for the sake of argument, I'm going to say yes.
I might actually.
Yeah, okay. So there you go. Harbaugh actually went to the Super Bowl with Colin Kaepernick of all quarterbacks, okay? So that goes to show you that the guy knew how to coach. With Shanahan, he's my coach right now. I wouldn't change him over any other coach right now except Andy Reid or Mike Sirianni, okay? But let me tell you something. Sadly, every time we go to to NFC Championship game or to the Super Bowl, somehow I'm just expecting him to win, to lose the game.
Thanks, Jose. And quite frankly, this is so funny that we talk about this because Jim Harbaugh is literally before that Michigan title can't win the big one. He got owned by Urban Meyer at Ohio State. He couldn't beat them for the longest time. And now because he won in Michigan in a college football setting, we're all going to forget that he was the Mr. Can't Win the Big One, but we're going to blame Kyle Shanahan like it's unique to him. Like, this is what we do. We want to pick and choose. And I get it. This is what we do in arguments. This is what we do in debate settings. We're picking and choosing the narratives. And that was something we're going to get into hot water here with the Brock Purdy, Colin Kaepernick thing, because Colin Kaepernick did have more seasons and full seasons under his belt than Brock Purdy has had. And I'm going through the numbers right here, Sam. I do think at their peak, at their best seasons, Brock Purdy has had the best season of the two. But Brock has to, put through, two, three, four, five, six seasons. I think Kaepernick played in two full seasons.
Really? Right, yeah, then. It was 2012 to 2013. It were his only, truly good seasons. Correct. He was okay in 2014. The thing is, I that's a very interesting question there, Brock or Colin. It's kind of an arbitrary question. But, their styles were very different, correct, too, in terms of how they played the game. I do believe that if you magically did put Brock Purdy on a Jim Harbaugh 49er team, you would still have a lot of success with those 49er teams. And I think if you magically put Colin Kaepernick on this Kyle Shanahan team or last year's Kyle Shanahan team, whatever, you would still have, a lot of success. Maybe I'm copping out here. I would kind of put them hand in hand in terms of just how good they can be. Mm. But it's just, they're just so vastly different. I have a hard time really saying one will be better than the other.
It's the same thing. It's the nostalgia factor. We want to remember what we remember when it comes to Colin Kaepernick and Jim Harbaugh and the bicep kissing and all of it. It was really awesome. It was really fun. It was amazing. It was an awesome run. Very short-lived. Kyle Shanahan's been here for the long haul. He's done it with multiple quarterbacks. He's the one that's been here longer. He's accomplished more in the NFL than Jim Harbaugh has had at a head coaching level. That is a fact. Why do we want to get rid of Kyle Shanahan so badly in favor of this guy? It's nostalgia. It's always nostalgia. That's what we love. And by the way, we have full phone lines. We're fighting to get in here, people. So please join the conversation. 888-957-9570. We got the injury report coming up here in a couple minutes, so we want to rat-a-tat-tat some of these before we get to it. So 60 seconds or less. Let's start with Mr. D in San Francisco. What's up, Mr. D?
Hey, guys. I'll be brief, but listen. Sam Lubman almost made me hang up because he was all over it. Listen, when you got the opposing team saying that, I'm so glad Shanahan stopped doing what he was doing in the first half so we could come back and win the game, that's a problem. And every time I see highlights, everybody's highlight reel, it's against the 49ers. That's embarrassing. And the last thing that I want to say is we give Kerr credit when it comes to Kuminga for sticking to his guns, going with what works. Shanahan doesn't do that. He didn't do that in Atlanta, and he didn't do that here. And so that's a problem for me. And that's why we expect him to lose. So don't be wishy-washy and arrogant at the same time. You can't do that. Thanks, guys. That's all I got.
I'm glad you didn't hang up there, Mr.
Thanks, D. Mr. D.
I think Mr. G brings up a good point here, and that is looking at from the fan perspective again, why 49er fans gravitate more to Harbaugh than to Kyle Shanahan. And that is, I think, as Mr. D said, the feeling of having it and losing it stings far worse than the feeling of just you didn't have it, you almost had it, and you fell short. I do think that at the end of the day, it is the simple emotional feeling of Harbaugh's Super Bowl loss didn't burn as harshly as the two Super Bowl losses that Kyle Shanahan has put this fan base through. And I think that's, again, this is the emotional aspect. This is not an X's and O's aspect. I think that's kind of what drives this split here amongst 49er fans.
You know what else drives split amongst 49ers fans? The injury report does that same.
It's time for the injury report.
That really hurt.
Brought to you by Boxer and Gerson, Northern California's premier workers' compensation law firm, helping injured workers get their lives back for over 40 years.
Filmo, Mike and Fremont, so two different mics, Film and Mike, and then Mike and Fremont, and then Dave and Fresno. I promise we will get to all of you on the other side, plus all of your texts. Phone lines are open. They are getting jam-packed here. Join the conversation, 888-957-9570. It's the same number to call or text. In the meantime, another day of injuries from the 49ers preseason. Yesterday, it was announced that backup quarterback Mac Jones suffered a knee sprain against the Raiders over the weekend and will not be available this Saturday for the preseason finale against the Chargers. The good news is that the sprain does not appear to be that severe. As Kyle Shanahan said, he expects Mac to be ready for week one in Seattle. That did not stop the 49ers, however, from signing Nate Sudfeld. All right, the injury report was brought to you by Boxer and Gerson, Northern California's premier workers' compensation law firm, helping injured workers get their lives back for over 40 years. Halfway home here on a hump day in the Bay. What's coming with the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. It's Sam Lubman in for Joe Shasky. Joe Spadoni here. We're comparing and contrasting Jim Harbaugh and Kyle Shanahan. If Kyle Shanahan has accomplished more than Jim Harbaugh as a head coach in the NFL, then why do Niner fans still want Harbaugh so damn badly? And by the way, we got a list here that Matt Nahegan, our program director, who's crushing it behind the glass, by the way, and shout out Evan Giddings for coming in early. We appreciate it. He has a list of what callers have said about Kyle Shanahan. It was a one-word answer, or a one-line answer when it came to Kyle Shanahan. We have a list of that just to get a grasp of how fans are currently feeling about their head coach. We're going to reveal it on the other side. It's Spadoni. It's Lubman. It's the Morning Roast on 95.7 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.